Something about elephants going to town.
Okay, let's go.
It's 505 Uncut Podcast Live, season two.
Finally, season two, brother.
I know, I've been waiting for a while.
I know, it's been way too long.
Been through a lot in 2020.
I was slacking. Plus, I almost died.
Yeah, you almost died.
For real, I got that Rona.
You got the Rona.
Have you got the Rona yet?
Nope, haven't got the Rona.
Bitch.
I talked to you the whole time, though. You were hurting pretty bad, though, right?
Oh, yeah, dude. I really thought I was going to die, dude. I wrote out a will and everything.
That was scary. I know that all of us were real worried about you, bro. About you and Monica catching it, because that's shit serious. I know we last year thought when it first came out that it was going to be a big deal, but it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Just so everybody knows, we're watching the Max Holloway, what's this dude's name?
I don't know, Kittle or some shit.
Max Holloway and Kittle or some shit.
Kibble.
No, it wasn't. What was his name? Kevin,
I don't know.
Kevin Kittle or something.
Hold on, they're going to say his name now.
I don't remember what his name is. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Max Holloway, this happened earlier. We haven't watched it. We know who won, I think. But it's about to start. Obviously, we can't let you guys hear it or whatever.
We're going to watch it live. Dude, we're Holloway fans.
Dude, Max lost his last fight, didn't he?
Yeah, but he should have won that one. They robbed him.
You think so?
Yeah.
Was it against Ortega or who was it?
No, it was against the little Australian dude that won the title. That beat him for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
But you were like totally went off subject though. You were saying you're about to die. And then
okay,
you
I was dying. Yeah, let's not forget.
I don't know what the hell happened.
Let's not forget about how I almost died. No, dude, I got coronavirus. I think I got it from my dad, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not, you really don't know where you get it from, dude. Because honestly, everybody like is all crazy about wearing masks and doing this and doing that. But when you get the coronavirus, you don't even realize that you have the coronavirus until 3 or 4 days after you have it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have it. You could be with your mom and your loved ones and whoever, your kids, and you have coronavirus, but you don't even realize it, dude. You don't even know. And then you start feeling sick, and then you're all, oh, shit, I better go get tested. Then you get tested, and you're like, oh, yeah, I have the coronavirus. Who was I with? I was with my friends this day. I was with my mom the other day. I was going, you know what I mean, going all crazy.
Well, it was crazy when you let me know and you said you had caught it. And just you catching it made me realize that it was for real, bro. And
anybody
it was close to home,
dude,
and it
anybody,
was, anybody can catch it.
And like last season, dude, we talked about the coronavirus a bunch, and we both were like,
"We just thought it was
this
gonna
is
blow
a bunch
over.
Of bullshit. This is gonna blow over."
Yeah.
Why is everybody buying toilet paper? What did I say?
Yeah.
What's up with the toilet paper?
What's
guys?
Up with the toilet paper, guys? What the fuck?
Well, you know what it is that they were scared not to wipe their ass.
Well, I think you get the runs when you get some people get the runs. When
yeah,
they get,
I guess
I didn't. Dude, I didn't even eat, bro. I could. You know what? I survived on for 2 straight weeks. The only thing I ate was
ramen noodles.
Nope. The only thing I could, because I lost my taste and smell. The only thing I could eat was grapes, melons, and what else? Apples. That was it, dude. That's all I ate for 2 weeks straight.
Fuck.
I couldn't eat nothing. My girl, she made some good burgers, and they looked really good and stuff, but I took one bite, and I was all gagging. And it wasn't because it tasted bad. It was because it tasted like nothing.
Nothing.
It tasted like mush in your mouth. Like there was mush, like nasty mush in your mouth. So it was like a really weird sensation. You know what I mean?
Well, I know when you caught Corona, I made sure I didn't go around nobody no more. I stayed
around. Okay,
the
fight started now. The fight started now.
Holloway versus Calvin Kattler. Cutler.
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 Cutler. Cutler.
Cutler.
Cutler.
Cutler.
Hello? Anyways, tell me what you were saying.
I said that once you got sick, I don't want to go around nobody. Like, I tried to like be super cautious because I don't want to get sick.
Well, dude, I would feel so bad. I would feel so bad, dude. I have so many customers that are elderly and like even just thinking about people like your mom, stuff like that, dude. Dude, I would hate to give that.
Wow.
I totally understand how a lot of people die because they're in bad health already.
Yeah.
Because it took me to the edge, dude,
well,
to the edge.
Ambulance
I
twice,
really,
right?
Yeah, the ambulance came for me twice. Both times they recommended that I stayed home. Right, because they said that if I would have went to the hospital, then they're gonna put me next to the people that have like pneumonia and other things, and I could potentially catch that. Yeah, and then forget it.
Well, it's crazy because it hit like out of nowhere. You caught it at the end of October, right before Halloween, I think it was. And then like my little sister, her father-in-law caught it. He ended up passing away on Christmas Eve from the corona with other health issues. And it's really serious, and this kind of opened your eyes this year. You know what I mean? 2020 was been a messed up year.
2020, man. Hey, what did you think about that? The people storming the Capitol, dude. What the heck? There I go again. How come everybody buys toilet paper? Did you saw this thing? Shit.
Yeah. Storming the Capitol. What happy with that, guys?
Woo-hoo. I'm a real boy. I'm a real boy. Look, guys. Shit. Anyways, bro, what did you think about the people storming the Capitol?
You know serious. What I thought?
Serious
honestly,
question.
Seriously? I think it was a bunch of bullshit, honestly. Like, I think that, the people got through to the Capitol, but I think what would have happened if there was a bunch of black or Chicano guys there something like that?
They'd be dead.
There would have been a lot of people getting shot. And I hate to say that, but it would have, it's true. It's true.
It's 100%.
They would have got. There would have been many people shot.
They would have
got
trampled. They would have been shooting those tear gas. And who knows, dude? If they would have went in the Capitol the way all those people did, they would have been shooting them left and right. Boom, 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 boom.
Yep. And another thing, too, is like if it ends up like in a civil war where these followers say, I don't even know if they're following Trump or whatever it is, but if they try to come like invade Albuquerque, I think we'd fuck them up, bro. I think we fight back, bro. We would come back.
Yeah. We're Burqueños.
I think we might shank down. Yeah, they might shank somebody back.
Yeah, they might. Yeah.
They're really like, oh, fuck.
They should put the Capitol over here, bro.
No shit.
They should move it over here. Everybody thinks it's Mexico. Don't they wouldn't even know. All the people like from Europe or China or all the people that don't like us, they wouldn't even know where it's at. They'll be all New Mexico. Is it not in Mexico?
Let me tell you a story, bro. I had a customer that was flying from Europe or...
Bro, you don't have to yell at me. I'm sitting
somewhere.
Right,
no, it was Europe or somewhere. And he had like a wood... Am I teeth throating again?
You're just screaming, bro. You're just screaming.
Anyways. It was a wood like sword or something he bought from like Europe or something, right? So he was trying to send it back to the States and he lives over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling him that they couldn't send it because it wasn't in the United States. They don't ship, it was like a UPS or something like that. They wouldn't ship weapons to New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why? It's just a wood sword, like, you know? And they said, well, you're not part of the States. And he was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, New Mexico's part of the States. And the guy straight up told him, no, it's not. And he goes, well, what's between Texas and Arizona?
Bro.
And the guy told him, the guy straight up told him, Colorado.
Dude, you know what? You know what?
Whoa. See?
Google was trying to get in the conversation.
Trying to figure out what's Colorado.
Dude, that's why the aliens won't tell us that they're here, bro, because we can't even fucking figure out. Half the damn nation doesn't even know where New Mexico's at, bro. They think it's in Juarez.
Yeah, that's where E.T. came from over here. That's what E.T. was based on.
Yeah.
It was fucking New Mexico. Yeah. Roswell.
Yeah. Shit.
But how fucked up is that they don't even know New Mexico is a state?
Mm. We've talked about this before, huh?
I know. It's just...
dumbest thing ever, man.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
Dude, Holloway's piecing his ass up. Look at that.
Yeah,
fuck that. Look at Keller's... Jab, is it Keller? Jab. Keller's face is already getting knocked to shit.
How long do you think you would last with Holloway?
Me?
Yes, you personally.
Oh, dude, honestly...
In shape, though.
Honestly... I don't even know how to say in shape because, honestly, I think Holloway would piece the fuck out of me up, dude. I'd probably be knocked out in about 38 seconds.
No way.
I can't read that, babe. Yeah.
I could take a punch.
I could take a punch, too. I think I can. I got punched a few times. My chick knocked me out one time. Did but you? We're not going to talk about that.
Did you?
No. Nah. Yeah.
Was her name Guadalupe?
No. I don't remember what I named her that night, but we were getting freaky, and then she got pissed off at me because I finished too fast.
What?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That was a made up story. She's never knocked me out.
Yeah.
But I finished too fast a few times. I'm sorry.
I know Guadalupe knocked your ass out one time. He even stabbed you with a rosebud. You know what I think?
What?
I would fuck up all the way.
You did?
Straight up.
Your nose is getting longer and longer, bro.
No, I'm talking WWE, though.
Oh, WWE? You might be able to Stone Cold Stunner.
Stone Cold. You thought I was talking UFC. No.
Yeah, I know.
No,
you're talking about WWE? Oh, yeah, dude. All you got to do is fucking talk to McMahon, bro. Yeah. Be like, hey, just write it in there. Let me fuck him up.
And I can get somebody to come in with a chair shot, hit him in the back, and then...
Dude, I still say, bro, I wish when we were young that you would have pursued a career in the WWE. I think you really could have done it, man.
Yeah, me too.
See, you fucked up, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Wait, you know what I think right now?
I would probably be paralyzed, bro.
I would probably be paralyzed right now if I tried to do WWE.
Let me call your mom, bro.
I would have been like, they would have put me against a Big Show.
She'd probably be all, who's this? Yeah.
She'd be like, I'm going to call the cops. Who keeps prank calling me?
She'll be all, do you have a mask on?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not even 6 feet away, bro. We're about 2.5 feet right now.
I can get Corona over the phone.
Shit.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year, though, bro. We lost a lot of loved ones, too, bro.
Yeah, we did, man.
One
of my best friends that I ever had in my whole life. And it still hurts me every single day, dude. I think about him and I think about my mom. And life is getting hard, man. And it's crazy getting old, bro. You're going to say somebody's going to be 40.
I just lost one of my good friends, too. It's sad, bro. 2020's been a hardship.
Well, I mean, even last night, dude, one of my really good friends, one of his best friends died last night. Last night, bro. But we called him. He was only 35 years old, dude, and he had a heart attack, but we really don't know yet. It just happened, so he hasn't had an autopsy or anything yet. But dude, 35 is too young to die. Even my mom died at 60 years old, bro. That was way too young.
Yeah,
poor way too young.
You know when you say, bro, that reminds me of that rapper, bro. He would always.
Oh yeah, Little Rob. Yeah. Summer nights. Yeah. Yep.
Summer nights is a one. I don't even know the rest of the words, something like that.
I know it doesn't say summer nights is a what.
I just know he goes, fuck those locos forever.
Shoot.
But reminds me of, I know rest in peace to the homeboy, but reminds me of the rapper.
Yeah. Man, that sucks, dude.
Dude, back in the day, I tried to be like Lil Rob for like about a summer. Yeah.
And then
went my rap career.
Yeah, what am I going to rap about? And that was it, no?
I was like thinking
your rapper
like,
career was over right
I was
there.
Like thinking like Bob's Burgers, flipping taco burgers. I went to Rio Grande.
Rio Grande High School.
Hey, we were in the riots.
I was mixing in the mold at Bob's Burgers. Dude, I'm still impressed, bro. It's been like 25 years, but I remember I called you one day when you were working at Bob's Burgers. I was all, bro, give me two combo D's, a foot-long chili dog, 16 fucking fries with chili on it, two Dr. Pepper, a big old long old fucking thing. And then I drive up over there and you come running out of the back row with all kinds of bags and shit. And you gave it to me. We went home, dude, and we checked the order and you had it all perfect.
Yep, yep.
The whole order was perfect, yep, bro.
For free. I would be all here.
Shout out to Bob's Burgers. I got free shit over there with Derek when Derek Romero was working for you.
You know what's fucked up? I didn't even get a tip or nothing. I didn't get no fucking throwback or nothing. I know. They didn't even throw me nothing back. They're like, cool, thanks, guys. Thanks, Derek.
Fuck.
Like 17 taco burgers and shit for free.
I threw myself under the bus.
I didn't get 20 bucks. God, I didn't get 10 bucks. I didn't say it. I didn't get a thank you. They fucking left.
Thanks, bro. I love you. Yeah. Thanks that one time you got me Bob's Burgers, bro. God. 25 years later.
Well, I fucked up one time because I told my homie Hugo... and he went to night school at Rio Grande, and I was like, bro, if you need some Bob's Burgers, go to Bob's Burgers. I'll hook you up, bro. Fucking night, bro, the whole night school showed up. Oh, bro. Yeah, fucking Rio Grande night school showed up, and they were like, hey, bro, Hugo said you hook it up. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck, all right, yes. I thought I was going to be cool, bro. I was going to be the cool kid. They didn't even talk to me no more, bro. They didn't even talk to me the next day. They got all free food. They didn't even talk to me the next day.
Hey, dude, give me 128 taco burgers.
It was
burgers.
About 120 taco burgers, bro.
Literally.
Literally. And I had just fucking cleaned the grill. I had fucking charcoaled that shit, and it was all clean, ready to go. I was ready to go home. And this fucker shows up and orders 120 fucking taco burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that motherfucker, man. I was all like, what the fuck? And they're all, you got to make them. So I fucking, instead of getting the patties, I poured the blood on the grill. No, I poured all the blood out. And then all the blood's all sizzling on the grill now, and I fucking chopped it up in like four pieces. And I made like fucking blood patties and fucking
all flipping them. I bet you those fuckers are bomb as fuck,
man. Yeah, they're all eating them in the front. I was all happy staring at him at the window on the side of Bob's. I was all, oh, I bet you those fuckers are going to think they're nasty. And they're all, so good. So
I
good.
I bet you they were bomb, bro.
They fucking
I bet you
ate them all,
good.
Bro. So I didn't win. They got blood burgers, and I didn't get it at the end.
You still didn't win.
I didn't get it.
You still didn't win. Hey, man, shit. Sometimes that's just the way it is. You know what for me, though,
I regret that, though.
Look, both of them are getting beat up. Look, both of them are getting beat up.
Yeah, I haven't been paying attention at all, bro, at the fight.
Yeah, I've been watching.
I've actually forgot it was on. You said the fight was on.
I know, but no, I was going to tell you something about the Bob's Burgers.
But I forgot about the fight.
Dude, I've been doing what I'm doing for... like 25 years, bro. Probably a little more than that. 25 years in the construction industry, and there's been a lot of ups and downs. I feel like I'm getting to the point where I'm successful, but the crazy thing is I kind of want to retire from it and do something else, which is like the dumbest thing ever. Like I'm making more money now than I have ever made in my whole entire life, and I want to quit. Like, what the hell is going on there?
Well, no? What you need to do is get somebody that can run the place for you now. If you're getting that burnt out,
you
need to move on and get out of there.
I know. Yeah. Just not
you need to get out of there and,
you're not
and,
the first,
and let somebody
You're
do
not
it.
The first person to tell me that, dude. And I think I'm working towards that.
Well, you know what I was thinking, bro? That. Like, I was going over my resumes with my babe the other day. And
you were thinking
I got
or
fired.
You were stinking?
Both.
Okay.
But I've gotten fired from everywhere that I worked, bro. I got fired from everywhere. Everywhere I worked at, I got fired.
Not where you're at now?
Well, not so far. Knock on wood.
Not yet. Yeah. That was plastic, bro.
And I worked with you, and mm-hmm. Your dad fired me on the spot, bro. Because I fucking lost the whole kitchen.
Bro, my dad,
countertop.
Dude, my dad fired me, bro. Like, nada.
Yeah.
Yeah. He walked into the office, and he thought he was going to be all fucking slick. I was all, dude, don't talk to him. Don't go talk to him. He's all pissed.
Yeah.
And even Freddie, you know Freddie at the other shop? He's all, dude, don't go talk to Anthony. Don't. He's all, just let him cool off. And fucking was all, nah. I got this shit. And he walked into the office, bro. About 2 minutes later, he came back with his head down like that. He's all, I got fired, dude. I got to go, bro. I was all, see, I told you. And but then I told him too, if you come back tomorrow, you're gonna be back at work. He's gonna let you work.
Well, I got fired and it wasn't even my fault, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I got fired and it wasn't even my fault. It was like Zom's fault, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault.
Uh-uh. And I was like, I'm gonna be a man.
He got blamed for something else.
And I should have known because when me and Zom got back, we lost a whole kitchen cabinet, like a whole granite top, and we lost it on bridge over here. It fucking slid off the truck.
It was a full brand new kitchen for a big brand new house. On the back of the truck, they got to the job site, unstrapped the kitchen from the truck, and they're all, oh shit, we forgot the level.
It didn't fit. We went to go put it on, it didn't fit. It was too wide. So your dad told us take it back so we can shave it off and cut it more. So we went back, and I clapped my back shit back onto my truck.
Zom didn't clamp his side. Yes.
So we made it all the way back down to the shop, almost to the shop, and I took a fucking left on bridge to fucking...
Ooh, and that kitchen hit the floor and exploded.
There goes a whole fucking kitchen top.
All over
shattered in pieces. And then Zom's all, it's fucked and fucked. And I was like, no, we can save it. I'm throwing little fucking pieces on the truck middle of bridge.
You're all...
Yeah.
And then when you get back to the shop, Zom's all later.
Yeah, Zom got his little fucking Pee Wee Herman bike and fucking left. fucking left on his little Pee Wee Herman
the little
bike.
Little radio flyer?
Yeah, he fucking
was it a radio flyer?
He was all, I'm out of here, bro. He fucking took off on his little fucking Pee Wee Herman bike going down the fucking bridge. And I was like, nah, I'm going to tell Anthony what happened. I lasted like 3 minutes with your dad, and he was like, "You're fired. Get the fuck out of here." Yeah, and I was all, "Fuck, really?"
Yeah, that's when my dad. Look, Holloway's fucking teeing his ass up. Look, look.
Oh, there it is.
Holloway's taking him out. Look at it. Look at it. He's about to go down. Yep. Oh. Yep. They could stop the fight right there.
Nah, he threw a left, bro.
Dude,
look.
They could stop the. Look how beat up he is.
Yeah, he's so fired.
Kellerman or whatever his name is.
Cater.
Dude, look at that. Holloway. Hey. Holloway's back, dude. Holloway's back. What do you think about Conor McGregor against Max Holloway, bro?
I think McGregor would win, bro.
You think McGregor would win? Is McGregor winning next weekend?
Yes, McGregor's winning next weekend, and the reason why I say is because I think he's going to win.
That's why you say?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you on that.
I think this McGregor has too much power, and I think he's rested too much, bro, and he's ready to get out there and
fight. Know the crazy thing about McGregor is, dude, he's a freaking multimillionaire. He doesn't even need to be fighting, but
He's bored. He wants to do something. He's bored. Yeah. He has so much money. I would have like fucking Mr. Miyagi be training me.
I'd be on my yacht fucking trying to deep sea fish and shit.
I would have Mr. Miyagi training me Karate Kid style karate.
You can fuck it. You know who you know who should be your trainer, bro?
Who?
Diego Sanchez.
Why?
If I could heal my mind and my body.
I don't want to be naked in the woods looking at aliens, bro.
With mud
on my body. Just covering myself in mud.
He really did that shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Man, look, this is a good fight. We got to watch this again when we can pay attention.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's crazy how...
Dude, do you think you could get in a war fight like this?
If I was like started when I was younger, yeah. And training.
Training?
Training to get like...
Is there a problem over there?
Who?
Derek?
Ernie's holding up the mic. I can't fucking help it.
That's okay.
Am I better now?
Maybe we'll leave that in, but maybe we'll edit that out. Yeah, who knows?
It's gonna be edited.